Hey, good morning. Hi, it's your apple fritter lady. And I read something last night, yesterday, from a friend of mine on Facebook that was so moving to me. And I asked her if it was okay if I shared it, and she said yes. And I want to read it to you today. And it's kind of a little bit heavy, but some days are that. Like some days, it's like I'm imagining myself living at the Santa Cruz boardwalk, and I wake up and it's just kind of, sucked in fog, and it's a little quieter, and I'm riding my fat tired orange bike to my job at the apple fritter stand, and people are just a little bit, there's a feeling of poignancy. Things are bittersweet. There's a sense of meaning to life, like that. And that's kind of how I feel about this piece. It's both, to me, it's both thought-provoking and sort of like that kind of time-stopping. Like, yeah, that's right. So here goes, and then we'll see what you think. This is my friend Stacy, what she posted. A dear friend found out that her father, from whom she was estranged, had liver and lung cancer, advanced. He died last night. She had just found out 5 days ago about this cancer, and she was with him when he died. I'm feeling so many feelings about her, for her, about the world, life, loss, everything we want this world to be, and how it can't be those things, and how we learn to manage that gap between what we hope for and what we get. Defines us in profound ways that have much more meaning than any of the little thoughts that filter in and out of our heads all day long. I want to stand up in the aisle of my train and ask everyone to bow their heads and just take a moment to revere our mortal mystery, this accident of consciousness, this unsolvable puzzle called life. I love you so much, friend. I'm sorry you've had so much pain to carry. You are a miracle, as are we all. There's so many things in this that really struck me, but one of the things that really did, I think maybe the most, was that sense of everything we want this world to be and how it can't be those things, and how we learn to manage that gap and what that says about us and how it defines us. I think that, in my own life, that's something that I'm looking at all the time, disappointment. Disappointment in myself, disappointment in my life, how the day turns out, as compared to I thought it was. And I think it's really true what she says, that it does define us how we manage that gap, and we have a choice how we manage that gap. I think it's really natural. And I'm sort of talking about just sort of, I was just referring to sort of day-to-day disappointments, but then when you look at like her friend and being estranged from her father, and that reconnection right before he dies. I mean, those are huge, huge gaps in life, right? Of what we hope for, what kinds of relationships, and then what ends up actually happening in our lives. And that moment, I mean, I don't know this, I'm totally projecting, but that moment that she stepped into his hospital room or wherever he was as he was dying. That's a defining moment, right? And that's a huge, big defining moment. And I'm so glad that she did that, for herself, for her dad, for what must have been a huge, huge place of suffering in her life that maybe got healed at least a little bit. And we can do that for ourselves on a daily basis, just with the small disappointments. I'm saying we, but I'm really talking to me because this is what I'm looking at, right? Like, how do I turn my attention, right now, away from, like for instance, it's like this morning I was worrying about money, disappointment, like why don't I earn more money? What, why wasn't I this sort of blah 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 blah? And it's like, no, I'm not gonna go swim in that pool, right? Like I'm gonna go turn my attention to that which resonates. I think I've used that word a few times in this series, and it's so important, to my son, to good fiction, to my friends, to you guys, this apple fritter lady community that I love. to my work, to walking outside in the sunshine, you know, whatever it is. You know, I'm reminded of in the London Tube, you know, there's always a sign that says mind the gap. And I guess that just dropped in, and let's all mind the gap, you know, and see how can we take care of ourselves in that gap. All right. Love to you. Bye-bye.